holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Simple reminders today for the believer.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us. We're glad that you're downloading the podcast or the broadcast from the podbean.com. Listen, we're going to talk about a few little things. We got some reminders for those who believe, not churchgoers, but believers. See, there's a difference. If you're a churchgoer, a lot of times people just attend church or attend meetings or go to prayer meeting. But beyond all of that, there's a thing called believers, and those believers believe God through everything, and they actually operate their lives and guide their lives according to what God says, regardless of what anybody thinks. They don't care. They go by what God says, and so they truly believe it. There's nobody above God, nobody else, no books, no Bible above God, no preacher above God. Mama's not above God. They go by what God says, and God communicates with them to lead them into righteousness. And so today we're going to go over to, I think this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll start at, let's see, verse number 12. It's going to give us a little advice here. This is what it says. This is what the Holy Ghost says. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. Honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. A lot of times that's our pastors. A lot of times it might be teachers. They're leading us until God begins to reveal to us what needs to be done in our own lives. How can a man hear without a preacher? You know, and even though we know it's not necessarily your pastor or not necessarily the teacher who's telling you anything or showing you anything, really it's God leading the teacher or the preacher to guide us in what we think. Now, it says here, dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. Because of their work. I can truly say, you know, a lot of times this is a thankless job. I do the broadcast, and surely sometimes people comment, sometimes they don't. I mean, sometimes they'll contact us, sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll download the podcast, sometimes they won't. It's a thankless job. And so I'm not saying that I'm your leader. I'm just telling you that I can see what the Spirit is saying here, how it encourages leaders to continue. Because sometimes leaders don't hear from the Lord. A lot of times they're in a desert state, just like Jesus was. You know, you're not hearing anything, or you're out there being challenged, or you're out being pushed by the devil himself. And you need to hear some encouragement to continue. Oh, well, the encouragement for Jesus was his own word. What he said, he knew what it was. His body was the thing that was discouraged. And so it says here to show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. We should also do that same thing when it comes to God. God has done much work. God has done much work, but a lot of times we just go ahead and sin and do whatever else we want to do when we shouldn't. We should actually give him great respect. Great respect. We honor what we say. We bridle our tongues. We bridle our bodies. We keep ourselves from giving in to sin. And that shows great respect unto him, because we believe what he said. He came and preached to us and told us, listen, if you follow what God says, you will benefit greatly. Even though no eye have seen it, no ear has heard it, it'll be revealed to you what's going to happen. But if you believe, you will obey God. Show great respect. 13 again. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. So show your pastor great respect, even though sometimes they may get on your nerves, and I understand that. But a lot of times they mean well. There are some pastors that don't mean well, but generally they mean well. And a lot of times they don't get the respect, or they don't get the accolades or the thank yous and the keep going, pastor, you're doing a great job. They never get those things. And so even me, I have to practice doing that. I have to practice doing it more, because they need that kind of encouragement and they need that respect. Number 14, brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Notice how it said to warn them, not make them do anything. All you can ever do is warn people. As ministers, that's all we can ever do, is warn people of what God has said. That's all we could ever do. We can't make anybody do anything. And I'll be glad when most of the pastors begin to understand that you cannot make people give tithes. You cannot make people come to choir rehearsals. You cannot make people be a part of the trustee meeting. You can't make people come to church. You can't make people do anything. All you could ever do is warn them. I'm not saying that if you don't go to church, you're lazy. That's not what I'm saying. It just says here that if they're lazy, just warn them. Okay, next one. Encourage those who are timid. You can see, a lot of times you can see people who have great things in them, or you can see where God is going to use them, and they just don't know it yet, and they're very timid. Encourage them. Great job. Great job. Good. You're doing good. Here, do this. Try this. If you can cut through the red tape for somebody and show them how to get through certain things, that would be a great thing. That would be a great thing. So encourage those who are timid. Next, take tender care of those who are weak. If they're weak, take tender care of them. Help them. I talk about it all the time. Always keep, five or 10 single dollars or five or 10 dollars in your car. And if, when you see people asking for money, if you want to give it to them, give it to them. You never know. A lot of times the people who really need the money will never ask you. You just have to be able to look and see that they need it and give it to them. It's just about being a believer. So, brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, and take care of the tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. That's key. Be patient with everyone. Remember, because they're lazy, all you can do is warn them. You can't make them do anything. If they're timid, you need to encourage them. If they're weak, you got to take care of them. You need to take care of them and be patient. Be patient. You can't make anything happen. You are not in control of anything. Regardless of what your job title is and how much money you have or how much money you don't have, you can't control anything. God is in total control of everything. And you can't make people do anything. All you could ever do is warn them, encourage them, take care of them, and be patient. That's all we can do. Okay, here's a good one. Number 15. I'm not saying that only 15 is good. I'm just saying this is a really good one here, because I can see where it would really help. 15. See that no one pays back evil for evil. You don't pay evil for evil. You don't pay back. God is the judge. He's the one who can do it righteously. We're going to go by what we know. What do we know? We don't know anything, but God knows everything. And so if he does it, it'll be righteous. Or if he guides us, then it'll be righteous. Or if we allow him to tell us and we obey what he says, it'll be righteous. But we in no way, shape, form, or fashion do we seek to pay back evil for evil. We don't do that. But always try to do good to each other and to all people. So it's not that we just do good amongst ourselves. No, we do good amongst ourselves to each other, but we also do well amongst other people. That's a wonderful thing to know that we, as believers, we don't just do well amongst ourselves. We do well amongst those who are non-believers. We don't treat them any differently. We don't treat them any differently. We if we're going to be righteous with believers, we be righteous with the sinners or unbelievers. You know, it's just that. See that we pay not back evil for evil, but always try to do good with each other or to each other and to all people. Always be joyful, not sometimes be joyful. Always, even though things might be looking bad for you and everything might be going bad and this bill's due, that bill is due. You don't have money for this. You don't have we're under this COVID-19 thing. And the economy is not up yet. It'll be up. Don't worry. It'll go back to where it's supposed to be. It'll be greater than it was because we'll appreciate it now. See, before we didn't really appreciate it, but we'll appreciate it now. And so always be joyful, even amongst all of this. Be joyful and never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. So if you ever want to know the will of God, this is it. What we just went through today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, 17, 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will to you and for you who belong in Christ Jesus. And remember, no matter how bad things get or how bad things go, always make the best of everything and don't ever give up to evil. Always do good.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.